Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Is our Hanukkah edition here? Just hanging out here on Hanukkah. Keeping the Sabbath here. It's 8-day Sabbath. Trying to be conductors of light. Trying to... I mean, Hanukkah's all about lights. Like, lighting the menorah and stuff, you know?
What's that?
Well, it's the candlestick.
Oh.
And so you have, like, each night at sundown, you light another candle in the 8 days.
Oh.
And that's really what we're trying to be. We're trying to be light. We're trying to be like a candle, you know? In a dark place. We're trying to be love.
Candlelit ANC.
Yep. It's candlelit ANC tonight. Getting off to kind of a late start, but that's all right. We're still trying to bring something to the table.
So grooving out.
Yep. Hanging out, grooving out. With our Hopworks.
Drinking out a little bit.
Yeah, we have this idea of a Revival Rally 2024. That's what I wanted to talk about.
What we're putting on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think that's really what it's about, dude. It's like really getting and sponsoring it by our podcast.
Yeah, I think we need to make it a Revival Rally 2025. We're running out of time. Maybe make it like a spring thing or something.
Yeah. For next spring here coming up?
Yeah.
Well, that's 2024. We're not in 2025 yet.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, it's going to be 2024.
Because it's 2023 right now, right?
On the Gregorian, but on the Hebrew calendar of Hanukkah, it's 2024 already. It became 2024 back in, I believe, September on the Hebrew calendar, which is what Hanukkah and all the Jewish, Judeo-Christian holidays function under.
Yeah, I'm still on the Gregorian calendar.
Well, everybody is, and that's the Mark of the Beast. The Mark of the Beast is the Gregorian calendar system. Because why is it called... And this is what really what we have to hinge upon. It's like, why is it the Gregorian calendar? It's because it was... The Gregorian calendar was named after St. Gregory. St. Gregory was a part of the beast out of the sea. The papacy, the Vatican, Catholicism. So, of course, the beast out of the sea, which is the superior power in our world right now... Along with the United States, I believe, still, which is the beast out of the earth.
Uh-huh.
It's no wonder that our whole system would function under something that's orientated towards them, St. Gregory. Hence, the Gregorian calendar that everything functions under in the beast system. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. But... Most people don't think the have any idea that there is a Gregorian calendar.
You're exactly right. I couldn't sympathize more with you.
They just think there's a calendar.
Well, yeah, it's because everybody's been forced to take the mark of the beast. Everybody's been forced to take... the Gregorian calendar. They haven't been given the opportunity to see the Hebrew calendar. If they even know a Hebrew calendar exists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Hanukkah exists. I mean, obviously they know Hanukkah exists, but...
Really, would doubt.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's where we're at. Yeah, and that's why we're here, because we're trying to bring this stuff to light to people. It's like, hey, there's an alternative to the Gregorian beast system. You know, ultimately, it boils down to that. It's like, you can say it's about a calendar, but no, it goes much more deeper than that.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately why we're here. We're trying to expose people. God, dude. It's runny nose.
That's a blow-licking ass.
No, I don't. I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Yes.
We've already been there, done that. So, yeah. I mean, but we're talking about Hanukkah. We're talking about the Gregorian calendar, the Hebrew calendar. And, you know, I think that this is a very important way of people seeing, you know, where we're really coming from here at AMC. Is that there's like an opposition. You know, an opposition antithesis system to the thesis. The thesis is God. The thesis is the Jewish holidays. Judaism, Judeo-Christianity, you know, it's like it's all about, you know, that system, that cycle, being in tune with that cycle, and that's God.
Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And like you were talking about us being conservative. Conservatives really at heart, but yet a rebellious anarchist in this in this kind of a time, you know, where it's like we can no longer just be a conservative. We have to up the ante because there is an oppository system that we need to like rise up against. And this is Hanukkah. This is a time where revolutions and revolts are like, this is what Hanukkah is all about. It's all about revolution and revolt. These people revolted against Alexander the Great and they won. And God delivered them in a sense and did the miracle of sustaining the lamp, the menorah, you know, the candlesticks. Have enough oil to be able to make new oil to keep them in that cycle that they were in, you know.
I can't stop thinking about how awesome this winter ale is.
The Abominable Winter Ale is good. And that's why we're having it on Hanukkah. It's the Hopworks Hanukkah Abominable Winter Ale. I'm just going to call it that. It's the Hopworks Hanukkah Abominable Winter Ale because
it reminds me of one time a couple years back when like 14, 15 years back.
Yeah.
I was at Thrasher Mountain Resort.
Yeah.
For the weekend or for night.
Okay.
And we were just messing around in the snow. And I remember standing on our little deck, and this gal hopped down and gave me a BJ.
What the heck? On the deck?
Yeah, when I was standing there outside, and right at the bottom of these stairs, while she was down there. So it came out the driveway.
And ruined your whole, like...
No, I just acted like I was just standing there. And then left. She kept going.
Oh my gosh.
It was awesome. She was a little psychopath, but...
Well, obviously, to be doing something like that, in that kind of a situation. Yes.
So after that...
Yeah, how did that finish out?
We go down to the bar.
They had Abominable Winter Ales, let me guess.
No, but I went down there and she was standing with Blake.
Oh, no!
Rest in peace.
Oh, shit.
And I was standing there behind them and they looked at each other and just met lips.
No, right after that shit.
Just fucking kiss right in front of
me. So Blake got a taste of your fucking dick or something.
I was just thinking about that. I didn't realize that just right now.
I went right there immediately. That's exactly where I was going.
But regardless, I got upset.
Disappointing, yes.
Because I was there with her.
Getting a beach on the deck.
And I don't care so much for Blake is dead.
You feel a lot more comforted now in that situation.
I guess, I don't know.
Oh, because it's a winter abominable ale something thing.
Ale-less.
It's a Hanukkah Hopworks abominable winter ale. What do they call it here? The Pacific Northwest. The great Pacific Northwest or whatever the heck they call it.
The Great Barrier Reef? What?
No, it's like, I mean, it is. The Pacific Northwest is a beautiful area of the country. Hopworks is from Portland. So right by here. I think Portland should be a part of the...
Sending their goodness up here.
Portland.
Washington.
It's literally right on the... It's literally right on Oregon and Washington. Portland. It's like... It could be like literally a city in Washington State.
What?
Portland.
Really?
Yeah, it's like... It's on the... Literally
line?
On... Yeah, on the line. It's like, and they made it part of Oregon, whatever.
And Washington?
I think they should have had it in Washington. With Seattle and Spokane.
If you look on the map, the Washington kind of drops down a little bit anyways.
It does, right towards Portland.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, yeah, I mean, I just feel like it should be a part of Washington. This would make Washington more of a cooler place.
What?
Because it's got the most awesomest cities. It's got Seattle and Spokane and Portland.
Man.
You got the Emerald City, the Rose City, and the Lilac City all in one state. The most awesomest state, Washington.
You're right, that could be pretty awesome.
Yeah, like, and then California, I think Washington's cooler than California because we have literally all, we have all different kinds of terrains in Washington.
We're a border state and we have ocean access.
We have ocean access, and we're right next to Canada.
Well, yeah, border.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So, I mean, I think it's cool. Yeah, it's cool, coolest place here. You know, really, you know, Idaho's pretty cool too, though.
Except they're not down with weed in that though.
Idaho's one of the most. That's a funny thing. I mean, we're literally here in Spokane. We're literally right on the border of, like, Idaho. Kind of like Portland is right on the border of Oregon and Washington.
Oh, well, half hour from Idaho.
Dude, at my house, I'm, like, 20 minutes from Post Falls.
Yeah, it's not
I just go right upriver drive to Trent, and I'm there. Uh-huh. You know, so... Yeah, so, I mean... That's kind of a funny thing, though, is, like, we're right on that border, you know, and here in Washington, it's very liberal. Like, we're very free here because of the libtards.
Yeah.
Democrats, you know, they're trying to free everything up here.
Yeah.
You know, whereas in Idaho, they're still, like, you go in the Idaho with marijuana, you're going to jail. Uh-huh. You have marijuana and stuff in your car here, you're just like... Get out of here. We got better things to do.
Who cares? No kid. No one cares.
No one cares. I don't even think drugs are even, like, drugs are illegal here.
Yeah.
Actually, they, really. Like, they're, yeah, I mean, it's just...
They pretty much are. I mean, they might get confiscated, but you get them back.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's no, it's not a big thing, and that's because... We're very free here, actually. But I still don't support Democrats. I still don't support liberals, obviously. But they are making more of a freer place to live because...
Yeah, I bet you they can come at you with all kinds of reasons why...
The commie-crats.
The commie-crats. Agenda is it so is. Good.
Yeah, because it offers this kind of possibility. It's like, oh, you seem free right now, but then the dictatorship slams the iron fist, uh-huh. You know, on you. It's not something we want to promote. It's not something that is good, ultimately. You know, people need to wise up to that. That all of these supporting this liberal agenda isn't necessarily the best thing for mankind.